الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقل رب زدني علما. الله سبحانه وتعالى commanded in the Quran that we make dua, ربي زدني علما. O my Lord, O my Rabb, increase in my knowledge, increase in my علم. Alhamdulillah, we know the value of علم and we know the importance of علم and also the status of ulama in Islam. And we also have the desire to seek ilm and also to increase in knowledge. But sometimes people ask, how do we actually go about it? What is the practical method of seeking ilm? Obviously, there are madaris, there are places of learning where people can go and seek ilm for a good period of time. But not everybody might be ready for that because of their personal situations. When we are young and we don't have responsibilities, yes, we can give our time to anything we like. You want to learn a skill, you can give your time for that. You want to seek the ilm of the Quran, the ilm of the fiqh, etc., you can give time for that. You can go to school, you can go to a college, whatever. But once people have responsibilities, especially if they get married, they have family, kids, so obviously there is a responsibility that they have to bear. So for a common man, what is the way forward? This is something that has to be understood and also has to be addressed. Ladies, for example, again, at a younger age, you have flexibility, freedom, time, convenience, health, etc. But after a period of time, people are restricted. Their time is not their own time. Their time belongs to the family. Time belongs to the kids. Time belongs to the husband, etc. So there is less flexibility. Alhamdulillah, ulama have always mentioned solutions. And in fact, in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have examples of all these situations. Examples of the people who had plenty of time, they would just come and stay in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 24 hours. So bachelors, young people, they have dedicated their life for learning. So they will stay in the masjid, and whatever and whenever they can learn something from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then if there is a newcomer, they will teach him whatever they have learned, they will start teaching. There was no professional job as a teacher. Yes, there were people who were more knowledgeable, there were people who were less knowledgeable. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged people to teach. He encouraged people to pass on whatever you learn, you pass on. Balligu anni walau aya. Balligu anni walau aya. Even if you learn one ayah, you convey this ayah on my behalf, on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's a great honor. That is a great honor that you are becoming ambassador of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Balligu anni walau aya. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he created this environment where people are learning and where people are teaching, so in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was always most of the time halaqat of ilm. Either they are learning something, or they are teaching a newcomer, or they are revising among themselves. They are revising among themselves, because ilm also increases with takrar. Ilm increases with muzakara, with, you know, reminders, with revisions. So they used to have these habits. Once a lady came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said, the meaning of which is that, Ya Rasulullah, the men are always with you, so why don't you dedicate a time for us? Right? So the ladies, they can gather and they can learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he agreed. So they used to gather somewhere in one of the homes, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every week would go and teach them whatever he wanted to teach them. So there was a setup for men and for women. People who used to do work, people who, you know, they used to do business. So those who are at work and those who are at business, when they come back, they would ask the people who are there, you know, yesterday I was not here. Did you learn anything new? Is there any new ayah, any new surah that has been revealed? Did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam convey a new command from Allah azza wa jal? Is there anything that I need to learn? So they used to catch up. It is not like, I'm not there, what can I do? Well, you are not there. When you can be there, you can be there, and you can catch up. We can catch up. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, sometimes they used to take turns. Okay, I will be here today, but tomorrow I will not be here. Can you make sure that you will be here today, tomorrow? And you make sure that you learn, and then I will learn from you. So there was this environment of learning, teaching, preserving, and also giving importance to the ilm of the Quran and the ilm of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's how the Quran was preserved. No doubt there were many huffaz of the Quran, like some people who memorized all of the Quran, no doubt. But lots of people also used to know lots of Quran. Because in Islam, ilm is universal. Ilm does not belong to a particular group of people. In some religions, knowledge is prohibited. Like, people are discouraged from seeking religious knowledge. In some religions, people are actually actively discouraged from seeking knowledge. And even if somebody wants, they will say, no, you don't belong to our group, so we will not teach you. So whatever their religious knowledge, whatever their divine knowledge, according to them, that is only taught to a particular group of people, so that this group of people can manipulate others. They can dominate others. In Islam, we don't have this idea of manipulating people. Because in Islam, simply we don't have the idea of benefiting from people. Islam is there to benefit people, not to take advantage of their situation. Anybody who wants to learn can learn. In fact, anybody who wants to become an alim, he can become an alim. Anybody who wants to become a hafiz, he can become a hafiz of the Quran. And that's why across the history you have people from so many backgrounds who became hafaz, who became ulama. Sometimes you'll have a common person becoming a hafiz, becoming an alim. They were slaves. Slaves. You know how slaves used to be treated in the past, in the history. They were slaves who became hufaz, who became ulama, and then they gained a lot of respect in the community. People who used to have normal professions, you know, which are not regarded very much. For example, say shoemaker. People who make shoes, okay, it is a halal profession, no doubt, But in a society, in a community, it is not like highly regarded. But there were people who were shoemakers, they became ulama. Hadha means shoes. Hadha is the person who makes shoes. So people who used to make shoes, they became ulama. In fact, there are books written about people who became ulama from various professions of life. So there is a history. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, this is our religion. This is so open, so transparent. Because this is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal for everybody, not for a particular group of people. Anybody can learn, and anybody can become an expert. And then it is Allah's tawfiq. If Allah would choose him, then why not? And if Allah does not choose anybody, nobody can do anything. Sometimes you will have people from big families, but if Allah does not choose them, they cannot do anything. So at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see this movement of seeking ilm and also of departing the knowledge. But slowly, the method became very restrictive. So we no longer have that appetite for learning. And we no longer have that also desire to depart the knowledge. That's why we have to go back to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can encourage more people and all people to seek the ilm of the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because people don't know what to do, they will go all over the place. I met with some people, not one or two, many people, who spent 4 years, 5 years just learning Arabic language. They will learn Arabic here, little bit of Arabic there, for few months here, few months there, and they will juggle. They will try this, try that. Time is gone, and also life is wasted, and there is nothing that they have achieved. And because they have spent so much of time, then they later on they give illusion to themselves that I have learned a lot. You do not become a knowledgeable person because of passing time. Ilm comes with studying. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ Ilm is with ta'allum. Ta'allum, يعني you learn. If a person studies 1 year and he learns. If a person, travels around, moves around here, there, tries this, tries that, for 4 years, 5 years, he cannot say that I have learned. He can say, I have tried. He can say, I have gone to this place, I have gone to that place. Unfortunately, in America, people are doing this. I have seen in Europe also people doing this. Four months here, 6 months here, 1 year here, half year there. And then somehow they will move around for 4 or 5 years. And then they will say, "Khalas, I have learned for 5 years. I have learned for 6 years. What is it that you have learned for 5 years, for 6 years? Give me a breakdown." You know, you go to university, right? Say you want to apply for a course of a study. Not only that, they will ask for the certificate of whatever, course of a study you have done, that they want to know that you have done this course of a study. They want to have a breakdown of the subjects that you have done and at what level, right? For example, you can learn math at a level of a primary school. You can learn math at a level of a secondary school. You can learn mathematics at a level of a high school, of a college. I used to know a brother, may Allah reward him. He taught my son mathematics. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward him. He was doing PhD in math. he was doing PhD in mathematics. There are people who do that. So the person who has studied math for 2-3 years at the level of primary school, he can say, well, I have learned math for 3 years. And a person who has learned math for master's level, he can also say, I have learned math. But are they same? They're not same. The same applies to the people who are studying Arabic language, people who are studying Arabic grammar, people who are studying the tarjumah of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran, people who are studying the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people who are studying the fiqh of Islam. People are learning at different levels, at different stages. But because there is no cross verification, there is no cross examination, anybody can make any claim. And anybody can do some polish, can some polish work. And unfortunately, people are in illusion that they have learned something and they're able to teach something. And because of this, the misguidance spreads. How the misguidance spreads? When people who do not have ilm, they become teachers, they become speakers, and they misguide people. Awallu fa awallu. They become misguided and they also misguide others. That's why our ulama, they used to be very particular. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, anybody who would come and would say, I want to follow the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay, mashallah, very nice. You're serious about yourself. You're serious about your akhirah. Have you learned the Quran with tajweed? I learned something. Okay, this is the priority. At this time, in such and such place, or in this masjid, at this time, there is somebody who teaches the Quran with tajweed. You must go and learn the Quran with tajweed. And don't come to me again until you have done that. You can be here, but you cannot ask any further questions. Do that job first. Somebody comes, you know, I want to advance my nearness of God, nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, very good. Have you learned the basics of fiqh? Have you learned the basic masail? Actually, I know how to pray salah. No, have you learned? Have you studied? No, I have not studied. Okay. Why don't you go and study Baheshti Devar? Baheshti Devar is, mashallah, volume. Even if you study 2-3 years, it will not be finished. He would say, finish Baheshti Devar first. And people who are sincere, they would do that. They would take advice. And they would stick to that. Believe me, by doing that, we cover all the essentials. One thing at a time. You learn the, you know, Quran, you learn the basic aqaid, you learn the basic masail, etc. And then you are on a solid ground. Unfortunately, may Allah forgive me, I might be wrong. Unfortunately, lots of people are not on a solid ground. We are on a fluffy ground. We can tilt any time, anywhere. Anybody can pull in any direction. That's why, my brothers, it is important that we seek solid ilm. Seek solid ilm with ulama, even if it takes time. Even if there is no arrangement, find a way. Ask around, and find a way. If we do not seek solid ilm, what guarantee that our children will learn solid ilm? There is no guarantee that our children will gain solid ilm. You know, general talks, general bayans are for awareness, for motivation. MashaAllah, we have motivation now. We have awareness now. Now we need to sit down and do some work. But real learning requires commitment. Real learning requires some hard work. We should work if we want to. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh used to ask people to give 1 year. Cut yourself off from everything and give 1 year. Give 6 months. Why not? Give 6 months of your time. Give one year of your time. Give some time on a weekly basis. Give some time on a weekly basis. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.